Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello there. Welcome once again to the Gary Zimek Show. My name is Gary Zimek. I hope you hope you're going to be able to stick around for the entire program. We've got a great show for you today as we look at the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Lent. Can you believe it? Now, there were five Sundays in Lent. We're on the third already. It's hard to believe. I don't know where the time is going. But today, we're going to focus on our thirst for the living water. Who is the living water, or what is the living water? The living water is actually a who. The living water is the water, or the grace provided by the Holy Spirit. So all of our readings focus on this living water, which is going to quench our thirst in a way that ordinary water cannot do. So I'm so excited to talk about these readings with you today. In addition, we'll look at the Give Up Worry for Lent verse for this Sunday, the third Sunday of Lent. So we got a lot to do on the program today. Why don't we just get started? Let's turn to our Father in heaven in prayer. I invite you to join me as we turn to our Father, who is with us. He's with us. He can hear us. He sees us, and he is waiting to hear what we have to say. So let's not keep him waiting, shall we? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for always being available for us. No matter when we turn to you, you are there. It's kind of hard for us to figure out how this all works, but that's why you are Almighty God and we are not. Father, thank you for bringing us to this moment in time. Thank you for providing for all of our needs. Thank you for continuing to accompany us in our Lenten journey as we strive to grow closer to your Son, Jesus, and ultimately to grow closer to you with the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask you today to accept all of our intentions, especially those things which cause us to worry sometimes, those things which tend to make us feel overwhelmed. Please grant us hopefulness and the realization that you will provide for our needs. Father, I pray for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit this day. Please give me the words for this show so that I can deliver your message. And Father, please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us today on the program. I ask this, Father, in the holy and powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we are set. We just prayed. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to The Gary Zimek Show. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. Hope you'll become a regular. We do this program once each week, and I'm grateful to not only all of the Catholic radio stations around the country who carry the program, but I'm grateful to the podcast outlets that make it available as well. For more information about my work, I'm going to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com. You may have heard about my latest book. If not, I'm going to mention it now. It's called Give Up Worry for Good. It's going to be out very soon, in just a little over a week or so. It's the follow-up book to Give Up Worry for Lent. And, you know, we're still in the Lenten season. We are still going through Give Up Worry for Lent. We're doing it on this show. I'm doing it on my daily podcast as well. But this book, Give Up Worry for Good, it's the follow-up. It's what you do after you make it through Lent. And you wonder, well, how am I going to maintain my lack of worrying? What am I going to do? Well, we're going to go into Give Up Worry for Good. So for more information about that and all my books, check out my website, followingthetruth.com. Also, make sure that you sign up for my daily email reflection. I call it Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And it's free of charge. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, supply your email address, and you're going to receive an email from me once each day. Don't worry, I'm not going to spam you. I'm going to send you one email every day. Very simple, takes a couple of minutes to read. It's got a Bible verse and a short reflection. And it really is designed to give you some hope and to put you in touch with the Lord and his power and bring you the peace that you're looking for. I think so many of us are looking for peace nowadays. I just got done looking at some of the news on the internet. And, you know, I always have good intentions. I always think, well, let me just find out a little bit about what's going on with COVID and how the vaccine's doing, what the statistics are. And invariably, I end up getting myself in trouble. You know, I believe it's good to be informed. But we really need to focus on the unchanging truth of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. That's what Scripture tells us, right? He doesn't change. He is all powerful. He is in control. The more we focus on him and the less we focus on the news of the world, not that that's a bad thing, but the more peaceful we're going to feel. So it really comes down to that, to focus on Jesus. It's so important to keep the focus on him so that we are able to feel his peace. Anyway, that's my little editorial comment for the day. Let's look at our Give Up Worry for Lent verse for this Sunday, the third Sunday of Lent. This is, of course, from my book, Give Up Worry for Lent. This is a good reminder for us. This is from John chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Jesus, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?" Now, of course, this is the story of Jesus having 5,000 people to feed. I'm sorry. It's actually 5,000 men plus women and children. So the estimates are this could be like 12,000 people that Jesus has to feed. And they got no food. They got very little food. I shouldn't say no food, very little food. Andrew, who is Simon Peter's brother, told Jesus, "There is a young boy here who has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?" You know, this is such a popular or common occurrence. That's a better way to describe it, where there is a monumental task facing us and we feel hopeless. You ever feel that way? You might be feeling it right now. You think, how am I ever going to get through this? I can't do this. And then maybe you reach out to somebody or you happen to talk to somebody and they say, "Wow, how are you going to get through that? That's really difficult. That's impossible." You know, you have people, we got these people in our lives who are going to try to downplay or overemphasize the crises that we face and just give you the negative message, you know, the negative response, like, "You're never going to do this. You're never going to get better. You're never going to accomplish this." But what we need to do is focus on Jesus. And yes, constantly we are dealing with situations and circumstances that are beyond our abilities. The Lord puts us in these positions because he wants us to turn to him and trust. So today I'm going to give you the message I feel from that verse that I just read is this: whatever you're facing right now, it is not hopeless, because with the Lord on your side, you can make it through whatever it is that you're facing. If he didn't think that you could get through whatever it is, he would have prevented it from happening. There is suffering in life. There are storms. Yes, these things are designed to get us to heaven, because if it wasn't for storms, if it wasn't for difficulties, if it wasn't for what we consider to be impossible situations, many of us, not saying all of us, but many of us would forget to turn to God for help, because we'd think that we can do it on our own. If we don't turn to God for help, we don't have a relationship with him. If we don't have a relationship with him in this world, we can't expect to live with him forever in heaven. It's just not going to happen. So we need the relationship. The Lord allows us to go through difficulties because he knows that for the most part, and again, you might be different, but I know myself and I know with many other people, we pray a lot more earnestly when we're suffering or when we're up against it or when we realize that it's an impossible situation. That's when we turn to the Lord for help. And he knows that. See, he loves us so much that he doesn't hold it against us when we're always running to him for help. He wants us to turn to him. So have that confidence today and turn to him. Say, Lord, I can't do this. I need you to help me. Please help me. And that's the beginning of how we acquire peace in this life. It's when we realize we can't do this, but we know somebody who can. All right, so let's look at the Mass readings for this the third Sunday of Lent. That was your Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse for today, by the way. Let's look up at the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Lent. I'm looking at this gospel. There are a couple different options that can be chosen. I was thinking about, I'm going to choose the short form of this gospel. The long form is really, really long. The short form is pretty long, too. But for the purposes of this program, I think it's better to go with the shorter form. As I have told you, if you're a new listener to the program, just let me explain a few things. Or if you're a regular listener, let me just reiterate a couple of things. On this show, when I look at the Sunday Mass readings, I always choose the gospel because the gospel, according to the church, has a place of prominence in the Bible. The four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are not only inspired by God, as is every book in the Bible, but they're considered to be the cream of the crop. There's a place of prominence in the gospel because the gospels contain the words and the story of the life of Christ. So the gospels are really, really special. I like to start with the gospel because it generally gives us the theme, or gives us a good idea as to the theme the church wants us to understand. Now, during Lent, during the Sundays of Lent, the gospel is chosen to lead us to a certain place, okay? And then a first reading, a responsorial psalm, and a second reading are all chosen based on the gospel. During ordinary time, for most of the church year, that's not the case. The gospel leads the way, and the church picks out a first reading and a psalm to go with the gospel. But the gospels are generally throughout ordinary time, just proceeding sequentially through whatever gospel it is that we're reading. But during Lent, they are chosen specifically to teach us something. So the little segments are extracted out of the gospels. And then a first reading, responsorial psalm, and a second reading are all chosen to support the gospel. Normally, in ordinary time, the second reading, as does the gospel, proceeds sequentially. But during Lent, there's extra attention given by the church to make sure that we are led down a certain path. Now, I believe today the message is thirsting for living water. You and me, we're thirsting for something to quench our thirst. And it's not ordinary water. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, we often don't even realize it. Let me read these gospels, these readings, starting with the gospel, then we'll talk a little bit about them, okay? This is John chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 5. And again, I am reading the short form of this gospel today. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. Very briefly, Jesus was tired from his journey. This tells us that Jesus, just like you, just like me, he got tired. He experienced the limitations of having a human body. And that was something he did voluntarily. He still retained his divinity, but he also took on the burden of a human body. So he can really relate to the things that we go through. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman for a drink. For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Now, for Jesus to interact with a Samaritan, for him to interact with a woman in this way, this is very unusual. So Jesus didn't play by the ordinary rules. He reached out to people that other people would not have reached out to. These are just little side notes about this gospel. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." "I could see that you are a prophet," she said. "Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." So what Jesus is doing is revealing himself to this Samaritan woman, a foreigner, an outsider. Technically, to the other Jews, she would be known as an outcast. But he's explaining something to her that Jesus is saying, I will provide you with this living water, the Holy Spirit, which comes through me, which will lead you to life in heaven. I mean, it's big stuff he's telling to her. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." Now, I did read the short form, so some of the details were left out. But essentially, what this woman had was a conversion experience. She encountered Jesus, and she began to understand that he offered something special. And then she went out and told other people, and then those other people managed to encounter Jesus as well. So, you know, to sum all of this up, Jesus can provide each one of us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we can not only get to know Jesus better, he will not only work through us so that we display the fruits of the Holy Spirit, but also he'll draw us closer to our Father in heaven. So we'll get to know the Father, through our relationship with Jesus and his Spirit living in us. And ultimately, if that's not enough, and that's going to bring you peace in this life, by the way, if that's not enough, that's also the way that we will get to heaven. So, you know, this is a perfect message for Lent. Don't focus on the material things as much, you know, the water that's going to quench your thirst temporarily. We look at all these possessions, all these earthly things, for lack of a better word, stuff, things that really enslave us and cause us to lose our peace quite often. So Lent's that time of the year where we're called to move away from these earthly things and to focus on heavenly things, to focus on that encounter with Jesus. It's life-changing. It's life-changing, as is evidenced, as made evident in the life of this woman. Okay, let's look at the first reading. And I'm looking here. I'm going to use the shorter version again because the longer version is very long. Yeah, this is long. You know what? I apologize for this, but I'm looking at these different readings. I'm going to read an alternate reading for the... I had one thing in mind, and then I'm looking. I think this is a little better. This is Exodus chapter 17, verses 3 through 7. Church gives us a number of different readings to use, but I want to make sure we focus on this water theme, or the living water theme. So here's what we have. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So the people are getting fed up. They're wandering the desert with Moses, and they're thirsty. They're hungry. They're annoyed. They're grumbling because they're not comfortable. Does it sound familiar? I struggle with this all the time. But Jesus always calls us to focus or to seek first the kingdom. And again, that's what Lent's all about, to give up some of the earthly comforts so that we can focus on the more important spiritual reality of everlasting life, of the invisible kingdom. So the people are grumbling because they're thirsty. So they go to Moses, and Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled there and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" This theme of the water flowing from the rock is, again, this, you know, we can see the correlation with the gospel where we have the water, the living water flowing from the rock, Jesus Christ, our rock, our foundation. That water, which will not only quench our thirst here on earth, but will ultimately quench our thirst for eternal life. You know, that's very much more important. Let's look at the responsorial psalm. It's Psalm 19. "Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life." Jesus, through his whatever you want to call it, the living water that he provides to us, gives us what we need to be able to get to heaven. That's so important. Let's look. And again, second reading, we have a choice of different readings to use. So you might have heard or will hear different readings at church, but I'm trying to choose the ones that give that key in on that common theme of living water. And this is a good one. St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. "Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Did you catch that? The love of God is poured out into our hearts. Remember the living water? Through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. "For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a good, for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The love of God is poured out into your heart and into my heart by the Holy Spirit, the living water poured out into our hearts. You know, whatever it is that you're seeking in life, that peace you're looking for, that joy, you know, those things that we try so hard to find, the answer is Jesus. So try to focus on him today. Spend a little quiet time with him today and in the rest of the days going forward throughout the Lenten season. Get used to talking to him. Turn to him and ask him for help with your problems. If you're struggling to know him, tell him you want to get to know him more. Invite the Holy Spirit to become active in your life, to work through you, to fill you with his fruits, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. All these fruits, which were evident in the life of Jesus, they can be evident in our lives as well. But you need to let that living water, the Holy Spirit, flow through you. And then you're going to touch other people as well, just as the woman at the well did. All right. And again, I apologize for it being a little confusing today. I had an idea of what readings I wanted to use. And as I looked at them, a lot of times I feel the Spirit lead me in a different direction. And I felt that I should just kind of shift a little bit because we had so many different readings to choose from. But make sure you partake of that living water today. I'll tell you what, that water is going to bring you peace, the Holy Spirit. Okay? Hey, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I would love to hear from you. If you would consider becoming a sponsor, a financial sponsor to my ministry, I would greatly appreciate that. I really could use some additional financial help to keep going forward in these difficult times. Still not a lot of speaking work on the horizon because of COVID. So anything you could do financially to help me keep my ministry going would be greatly appreciated. This is a full-time ministry, and I really am dependent on your donations. Please, also your prayers. Don't forget the prayers. It's really important. My website is followingthetruth.com. You can just go there to click on donate, and you can donate totally securely through PayPal, either to become a monthly sponsor or to make a one-time donation. If you've been thinking about that and if my work has helped you, I would really appreciate it if you did that today. All right. If you consider that, I thank you in advance if you can. Just if you can. If you can, thank you so much. And thanks for being a part of this program each week. I'm so blessed to be able to hang out with you on the Gary Zimak Show. I hope to be back with you next week. In the meantime, as continue our way through our Lenten journey. Keep focused on Jesus and the living water that he provides. That is the only way that you are going to experience the peace that you're looking for. And it's the only way you're going to make it to heaven, too. Let Jesus lead you. He's going to lead you right to the Father. And ultimately, you're going to live with him forever in heaven. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. And I look forward to joining you next week on the Gary Zimak Show. Bye-bye now.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.